Hi, my name is Zakirina, and welcome to my video podcast, Be the Person That Has What You Want. Now, if you want to get what you want, you've got to be what you want. This is an absolute master key of success, because in order for you to manifest anything you want and desire into physical reality, you've got to be that desire. You've got to vibrate that desire. You've got to feel that desire into physical reality. And modeling other people who have what you want and who have been where you are is a powerful way to accomplish that vibrational state where you feel like the kind of person who is or does or has what you want in your life. So enjoy this video and podcast. Hi, my name is Zakirina, and I help successful-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. If you get something from this video, please share it with your friends. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create, manifest whatever you want in your life, more fun, more joy, more abundance, better relationships, you need the keys of success to help you do that and to do daily success rituals to help you achieve that. So go to freekeysofsuccess.info. That's absolutely free. That's freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, so back to the video. Be the person that has what you want. Or be the person who has been where you are. Whatever you want more of in your life, whether it's money, relationship, health, vitality, success, etc., the only way to have those things in your life is to be the kind of person who has that. You've got to be a vibrational match to what you want to attract. So that means you've got to be what you want before you have it. So how do you do that? How do you be what you want? How do you vibrate what you want before you actually have what you want? Well, first of all, you got to get clear on what you want. You got to get clear on your hopes, dreams, and desires. What do you want? Most people have put their dreams and desires on the shelf because society has drummed it out of them, telling them to be practical and reasonable and so forth. So let all that crap go, let all that programming go, and then, you know, start dreaming again. What do you want? Make a list. Do you want better relationships? Of course you do. Well, then describe your perfect mate. And then describe how you are going to attract that perfect mate who is sweet and fit and sexy and open-minded and generous, etc. When you're a pessimistic, overweight, slovenly, closed-minded, stingy idiot, well, it's not going to happen. You're not going to attract anything but pessimistic, slovenly, overweight, closed-minded, stingy idiots. So, whatever you want, you got to be that. You got to act like that. So, do you get my point? To get what you want, you must always start with yourself first. Everything you want, you attract based on how you are thinking and therefore vibrating. You want to be rich, right? Well, and you want to be successful, you want to be happy. So how does a rich, successful, happy person act? Are they closed-minded? Are they fearful and lack-oriented, or are they open-minded, courageous, and prosperity-oriented? Are successful people action-takers who take calculated risks, and do they follow their own intuition and get guidance from experts before they make investments? Do they do their due diligence and educate themselves? Or do they hesitate and take no risks and no action and because they're afraid of making mistakes? And do they get advice from know-it-all idiots who act like they know everything but absolutely know nothing about business. No, absolutely not. That would just be ludicrous. Otherwise, they wouldn't be rich and successful. You absolutely know what rich and successful people do. Whether you know any or not. You know how successful people act. They act confident. They act secure. They even act cocky. They act... you know how healthy, vital people act. You know how people in healthy relationships act. You know how loving people act when they're in healthy, loving relationships. You know how good parents act. You know how good children act. So get off your lazy ass and start being the kind of person you want to be. Be the kind of person who has the nice car and the nice house and the time freedom and to travel and be have luxurious experiences, and you will become that person. Be the kind of person who is happy and healthy and vital and excited and passionate, and you will be that person, and you will attract like-minded people, and you will experience the kind of lifestyle that that person who is vibrating abundance and wealth and excitement and joy and adventure does. Be the person who thinks rich thoughts, who is generous and considerate, and you will be that prosperous, rich, considerate, generous, compassionate person. Be the person who is full of vitality, and you will be healthy and full of boundless energy and vitality. Be the person you want to be. In the mind of your source, you are already that person. Now enjoy the journey of being that person that becomes that person. So that's the other key ingredient. You get to enjoy, learn how to enjoy the journey. People have fast food, fast abundance, get rich quick scheme mentalities, which do not work because the law of attraction will not allow it. You must, to get what you want, if you want to be rich, you've got to vibrate being rich. But you can't vibrate being rich until you take the steps of getting there, which is training yourself about success, reading books on success, spending time with successful people, engaging in businesses where you can apply your creative energy, and going to seminars and reading success-oriented books. You can't jump from the ground to the top of the mountain. You've got to take it one step at a time to get to the top where you believe you can get to the top. When you're way at the bottom in the valley, that mountain looks 1,000 miles away. It looks daunting. It looks huge. And most people just go, oh, why bother? I'll never make it. It's too hard. They've made a mind that it's too hard right away. I used to go rock climbing. I was born in Colorado in the mountains, and I used to go rock climbing all the time. I used to climb mountains that the average person would go, they wouldn't even think about doing it. But there was always an easy way to get to the top of the mountain. One of my favorite mountains was called Mount Baldy. From appearance, it looked like Mount Baldy was just, it was called Mount Baldy because it was round and smooth, round and smooth. It looked impossible to climb unless you were a professional climber with ropes and you really knew how to get your fingers in those little cracks. But Mount Baldy, that was just the front of Mount Baldy. The backside of Mount Baldy, you could walk right up it if you just knew how to go up the ridge and around the ridge and up the hill and around the ridge and then keep hiking and climb over some rocks and then go up the backside and then climb over some other rocks. And eventually you're at the top of Mount Baldy. You haven't had to use any ropes. You haven't had to had any, you know, major insane rock climbing experience. All you had to do is just know how to take one step at a time. And that is how to achieve success. You got to look at that top of the mountain and go, I can do that, and take it one step, and then another step, and another step, and another step, and you get closer, and you get closer, and yeah, you get to the top of the ridge, and you go, oh, fuck, another ridge. another valley, and then you go down another valley, and then you go to the top of another ridge. But then eventually, you're at the base of the mountain. You're going, wow, I'm pretty freaking close. And then again, more steps. Of course, it gets harder. The closer you get to the top of the mountain, it gets steeper. It gets steeper. It gets harder and harder. But eventually, one step at a time, you are at the top of the mountain, and you are literally on top of the world, and can see for 1,000 miles, and you're a champion. And you're a winner, and you're a hero, and you got that way just because you took one step at a time. So, enjoy the journey of creation, taking it one step at a time. Enjoy the adventure of going after your dreams. There's no such thing as too big of a dream. Dream as big as you can. And go for those dreams, because the universe wants you to achieve them, and you can achieve them if you can conceive it. And believe it, you can achieve it as long as you can allow it without resisting it, without your beliefs that you can't do it. So don't listen to the dream stealers, whether those are other people, whether those are old beliefs in your own head. Just keep taking the journey one step at a time. Have fun being an amazing, empowered creator, creating your dreams and desires into physical reality. Enjoy the adventure, my friends, my heroes, my amazing champions out there. So I hope you got something from this video. Please share it with your friends. And come visit me at my website, edzakaran.com. There's tons and tons more videos, audios, mostly all free, and lots of other amazing success and supportive things for you. If you'd like to create more abundance, wealth, adventure, freedom in your life, I'd like to show you how to create that absolutely free of charge with a 2-minute video. Go to ilovefreedom.info. That's ilovefreedom.info. Love to hear from you regardless. Let's connect. Let's have fun. Let's play together. Let's work together. And let's create a legacy together of fun, freedom, and fulfillment. Go to ilovefreedom.info. And if again, if you'd like to receive my free book and video and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life so that you can become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. That's freekeysofsuccess.info. My name is Zakaran Shehan, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and fun and amazing relationships and adventures on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday.